This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibbs is going to join us shortly after the first break, as he does every week. We'll get his insight on what's going on out there in the, what's going on out there in the country. Now, you may, is this some of you, I'm just going to hit the ground running. If you want to learn more about the show, you want to learn more about me, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion of and three things you could do up there on the website. And, you know, I don't want to say that we're rushing to judgment, but I really wish we'd stop and listen and pay attention. Look, if things are as they appear to be, then yes, these cops should be held responsible. Don't get me wrong. I don't want them to have an easy out. I don't want them to have an excuse. But I don't know if any of you have heard. I thought I had it earlier, and I don't know if any of you have heard. Any of the what do you call them? The audio tapes about the screaming and what went down and the woman that was screaming not to shoot her husband. I guess it was her husband. But the thing I didn't get is at one point she starts telling her husband not to do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And this was the shooting in Charlotte. Take a listen. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Take a listen to this. You know this would be way too easy, right? If this works the first time. Come on. All right, everybody sing.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He has no weapon. He has no weapon.
Okay, pretty clear at this point, right? Now, I don't know if I'd believe her. I don't know her. If I'm a cop in a tense situation, I don't know what went down. Does anybody know what went down beforehand? Because I don't. But you don't know. You don't know what took place. So far she's saying he doesn't have a weapon.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He didn't do anything.
It looks in the video. I can't tell yet. See, I'm no expert. It's fine. I almost hate doing this. But you're looking at the video, and it looks like he's ignoring him. He's ignoring every command they give him. And this is the part of it where I always say, just do what they tell you to do. Do every single thing that I don't care if they tell you to blow your nose on your shirt sleeve. Just do what they tell you to do.
He doesn't have a gun.
Now, let's think this through. Can we use a little common sense here? If they were up to something, I'm not saying they were, let's just take worst case scenario. If they were up to something, do you really think that your accomplice, your wife, your whatever, is going to say, You've got a gun? Nobody's going to say that. It'd be a nut job to do that. Yeah, he's got a gun. But she's screaming he doesn't have a gun. And they're supposed to take that for gospel truth, as we say.
He has a TBI. He's not going to do anything to you guys.
Anybody know what a PDI is? I have no clue. Is it a pulmonary device, a breathing device, or whatever?
He just took his medicine.
Drop the gun!
Hmm. That makes me really feel good in a tight situation. He just took his medicine. What medicine? What's he taking it for? Again, please understand. Let's be clear about this. I'm not sticking up for the cop. I'm not sticking up for anybody. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not calling anybody out. I'm just saying, can we... Here's her, a video shot by Keith Scott's wife, and she filmed the shooting.
Keith, don't let them break the windows. Come on out the car. Keith, don't do it.
Now, they're asking them to get out of the car. They got all kinds of things going on. People are screaming commands, but nothing's happening. Again, I say, I'm not saying he deserved to lose his life, but why don't we do what they tell us to do when they tell us to do it?
Keith, get out the car. Keith, don't you do it.
He won't get out. Now, that's a key portion right there. First of all, he won't get out of the car. Don't let, you know, she's screaming at them, at her husband. Don't let them do it. Don't let them break the window. Now, so I don't know what went down before this. But here's a situation where the cops don't know what he's got in the car. They don't know that he's not going to come out shooting. I'm not going to believe her. I don't know her. I don't know what the situation is. There's a little drama being played out here by the victim as well, is there not? Oh, she's saying TBI, traumatic brain injury. I am sorry. Although, okay, what does that mean? If he's that whacked, what? Why, are we sure he doesn't have a gun? Are we sure he doesn't have a weapon?
Hey, don't you do it! Don't you?
What is she telling him not to do? This is the part of the video everybody's got a problem with. What is she telling him not to do? Does she know that there's a gun in the car or not? At this point.
Do it. Keith, don't you do it.
Unreal. I'm going to ask Xander Gibb what he thinks about all this. Xander will join us right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight. I really do appreciate it. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Yeah, I'm going to get a disco ball in here one of these nights. I keep threatening to do that. And, yeah, I'm an old fart. I love Earth, Wind & Fire. I still do. What are they? They're all about 91 years old. They come on the stage in walkers and stuff. It's really cool. Anyway, I am Joe Mastina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. 6-3. And again, really, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I appreciate those that keep sending me messages. And other, I'm not at the end of the show, I'll say it. I'm not saying it now. Anyhow, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always have a good time with Xander when he's on the show. And Xander Gibb has his own show called X-Rad. And Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, sir.
You know, and first of all, let's get this out, you know, I don't mean this to sound this way, but let's get this out of the way so you can tell people where they can find you, where they can find your show, and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and you can also find us on Facebook Blog Talk Radio links that you'll find on my website, xandergibb.com.
Now, I want to talk about the shootings that have gone down, but I don't want to do that right away. While this is fresh on your mind, I want to talk about your show and what you did. You got them mad at you, dude. You got Hillary mad at you.
Everybody's mad at me.
Well, I'm not mad at you.
You're going to be even madder with me because I have to tell you this before we start.
Yeah.
Birthday to you.
I'm sorry, we lost the connection.
Happy birthday
to you. Did you know he was going to do this? Okay.
Happy birthday, Mr. Messina. Happy birthday to you.
Hopefully you're not in a white dress standing on a subway grate, okay? You know what I'm saying?
You got me. Is there a camera here somewhere?
God, well, thank you for that very much. I am celebrating my 28th anniversary of my 30th birthday, so I want to thank everybody for the birthday wishes today. I know you run out of fingers and toes when I go that high, but hey, what can I say?
Yeah.
All right, thank you for that, Xander.
No,
please, leave the socks on. All right, thank you for that.
Everyone is mad at me right now because clearly I'm pushing some of the right buttons. The Clinton camp is mad at me, so if I'm found floating in the Hudson next week, you'll know why, or if I'm found with a bullet through my head at the top of a mountain. Ben Shapiro is mad with me because what I'm doing is I don't want to be rich people, but I'm challenging people, and all these people that are saying these things about Donald Trump, I'm kind of challenging them, and they don't like it.
Well, apparently Ted Cruz, they've given him they got his medication right now, so he's decided to get behind Donald Trump. So listen, get back to you for a second. So Shapiro doesn't like what you're saying about him and what he's got going on, but the Hillary camp's not happy with you either.
No, because every time she tweeted the last few days things about Donald Trump, like I'll give you an example. She said today, and I quote. Where are we? She said something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing because I can't find the tweet. I will get there. She said basically that Donald Trump treats women badly. And so I responded and said, she said all of the people could hear when all of the females could hear when he talks badly about women. So I said, is this in the same way that the women that your husband has been kind of in flagrante with, for want of a better word, do they hear that too when you trash talk them in order to cover it up? Now, they don't like this, but they can't say it's not true.
No. And that's what bothers them the most. When you hit them with straight fact right in the face, there's absolutely no place they can go with that, is there?
No, there absolutely isn't. And you know, she's talking about money that Donald Trump has spent out of charity money, allegedly, to buy paintings and pay for legal fees. And my response there was other people's money, kind of like the $6 billion of taxpayers' money, my money that you replaced, that you misplaced, you know, under your watch during your tenure as Secretary of State. So bring it on, lady, because I have a comeback for everything that you want to say. Because she can't be sued for telling the truth, you see. This is the thing.
Well, you know what's funny about all this, too, is that they kind of ignore that stuff like it's not real or it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Or if they ignore it, if they just make believe like they don't. Remember when Reagan, he would be getting out of the helicopter and they would be throwing questions at him and he'd have his hand up next to his ear like, huh? I'm sorry, I can't. Well, you knew he could hear what they were saying. But he was blowing them off. He didn't want to hear what they had to say.
Right.
So the Clintons are the same way. They're sitting there, and it doesn't matter what you put out there. They're going to ignore it like it's not real.
But the worry is, this is the thing about modern technology. Everything that this woman says that's not true. She says, I never said that. What she forgets is every interview she's ever done is on video and can be ascertained via YouTube. It's easily, you just type in a few keywords and these interviews come up that she's done. And it shows you how much this woman has lied. The woman cannot lie straight in bed.
Oh, God. You know, if you really want to see more of what she's done, don't go to Google. If you go to Bing or Yahoo or what's the other one? AltaVista. I think that one's still around, too. They don't push down her negatives as much. When you go to Google, Google is more than happy to hide all the nasties that are going on with this woman. So sometimes you got to step out. You know, you got to step out there and really go searching a little bit. But you're right. I mean, I don't know how to. Anyway, all right. So
sometimes when I'm looking for stories to put on the show, I look down news feeds to get ideas. And it's interesting. If you look, if you go now, well, not now. Wait till after the show is finished. But go to Yahoo and go to Yahoo News and see how the stories that are there are kind of all pro Hillary. You know, the ones that are about Donald are very negative. And there's no, I mean, let's say she spent $50 million on advertising to tell us how bad Donald Trump is, and she's 10 points down in the poll.
I know, I love it. I hope she keeps spending money. Because
the more money
she spends, the better he does without spending any money. And it just goes to show you how hypocritical people know and feel she is. You know?
Yeah, I just want a T-shirt that says with a picture of Hillary saying we were practically broke after the elections, because that's her tagline. Like, we were practically broke after we left the White House because we couldn't sell all the antiques that we'd stolen.
All right, so this goes out to everybody who's listening today. I want to know. I really want to know. Can somebody tell me, other than the illegal stuff that we already know about? What legal way do the Clintons make money? I mean, and you can tell me that Bill's out doing speaking engagements, but Bill can't charge enough to pay for the bills he has just from the speaking engagements. So if you've got something, send it to me. Xander Gibb is with me. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for staying with me. I appreciate you hanging in through those terrible commercials that bring money into the show. You know, you should, don't be so hateful towards the commercials. I mean, seriously, if you like the show, it's what keeps them on air. Unless you want to send me your money, then I'm more than happy to take that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, thank you so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it again. I got Xander Gibb on the line with me. Always joins me every Friday night to try to help me figure out from a different, maybe a different perspective, a different angle, or what have you, the insanity that's going on in the world. And he's on it tonight. He's pretty miffed, in my language. Right, Xander?
Yeah,
I couldn't even get him to calm down during the break. It was terrible. So listen, let's pick up where we left off. I want to welcome Veronica from Texas to the feed. You know, I still can't get used to that Facebook feed thing. You know, I like the chat room. That always made me very happy. It was easy for me to keep an eye on. But you were talking about how the thing with Hillary, you know, and now they can't handle the truth. And they think that the way to fight the truth is to make it look like you're lying, even though it's all over the place. This is why that interweb thing makes them crazy, right? So, again, I mean, does it matter to her people? I mean, does the truth really matter to her people?
Of course not. Of course not. Okay. I mean, here's the problem. I'm sorry to say this, but there are some Americans that are pretty stupid, and they will just take something as read because it says it. If it says on the internet, it must be true. It says on the internet that Xander Gibb weighs 160 pounds, so it must be true. No matter that I look like I probably weigh twice that, but it says on the internet, so it must be true. But Democrats rely on this, that people won't research what is being said. And if you disagree and you don't happen to be a Democrat, it's because you hate Hillary Clinton. I don't hate Hillary Clinton. I don't like her policies. In fact, I abhor a lot of her policies, and her ideologies are kind of very concerning. But I don't hate her. But the Democrats rely on the fact that most people will not get off their fat American butts and check their facts.
No, and it's my argument all the time. It's like, look, you guys regurgitate what your party says. You regurgitate what your pastors or rabbis or what have you say. Check it out. Don't just regurgitate. Don't even believe what I tell you. You want to go ahead and check out what I say, what Xander says.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise you just, anyway, don't give me. So, hey, let's do this. Let's listen. I want you to listen to what's his name? Jesse Waters was out talking to a few Hillary supporters. You got to hear this. And then you sit back, and we've heard this kind of thing over and over and over and over and over again, and I still sit here and wonder, how do these people have a right to vote? Shouldn't you have a certain IQ level or whatever, or maybe even a certain brain activity wavelength kind of thing before you can vote?
Oh, definitely.
Take a listen.
You here today?
I want to see the next president of the United States.
Oh, Trump's here? Are you guys excited for Hillary?
Yes! We are excited.
You're the only ones. What excites you about Hillary?
I am excited at the prospect of a woman being in the White House.
Well, there's a... Every time you hear that, Xander, doesn't like a red-hot poker goes through your eyeball?
No, because there will be a woman in the White House. You know, let's face it, Melania is a woman. So that point muted immediately.
Perfect.
I think that's sexist. Do you think she's falling in the polls because she was actually seen falling?
No, I don't think she was seen falling.
Isn't that perfect? This is one of her supporters. I don't think she was seen falling. God.
The security people were helping to stand up so she wasn't falling.
No. What we should do, you know what the Nerf stuff is, right? The Nerf ball, Nerf gun, and all that stuff. We should have like Nerf knee pads, Nerf elbow pads, a little Nerf helmet. So the Hillary supporters, we can give them. You know, we can. Never mind.
When people get older, health becomes an issue.
Hey! I'm older today. I'm fine.
Yeah. You don't look like you have any health problems. You look like you're strong as an ox. Do you trust Hillary?
Yes, I do.
How much medication, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to actually look in a camera after everything that's gone down? And these are your people. They're out of New York City, these people.
Can you stop saying that, please? They are not my people. I actually identified as a Republican today, actually.
Oh.
Xander Gibb is a Republican.
Oh, here we go.
I think Hillary is a smart woman.
Yes, she is. Definitely. She's definitely experienced.
Then why didn't you know that C stood for classified? What is Hillary Clinton's campaign slogan?
I think it's deal me in.
Have you ever heard that before? Have you?
No.
Deal me in? That's what you think.
I thought it was checks accepted.
Yeah. No cash. Well, maybe cash. It's got a little bit. Deal me in. That's what you say when you come late to the poker game, right?
Yeah.
What does deal me in mean?
If she's going to play that the woman's card, deal her in.
What was Hillary's greatest accomplishment as Secretary of State?
Actually, that is a good question.
Yes, because there aren't any. It's not a good question. That's just what made me want to play this now was because you were talking about earlier when you were questioning her on Twitter that, you know, her people attacked you. But it's true. They can't come up. When they're put on the spot like that, they can't come up with anything. Hold on.
You know the best they came up with, Joe? And this is kind of just hilarious. Well, you're fat. Well, go to the top of the class.
Wait a minute.
You've got to throw at me, then, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not as informed about her term as Secretary of State.
That's right. I'm not informed at all, obviously.
What did you think of the Hillary speech?
Oh, it was amazing.
Great.
She kind of didn't really make any kind of outline with climate change or the racism, and she didn't give us that, and I was disappointed.
I think that her plan to defeat ISIS is a lot better than just bomb the crap out of them.
Hillary has a plan to defeat ISIS?
She's going to continue what Obama's already doing and improving on his plan.
So she's going to improve on doing nothing.
Perfect. Right? I mean, they don't really pay attention to what's going on. This is what I said earlier. They keep feeding off the party line. They keep listening to what the party has to say, and they just spew that back out again. I'm afraid. I am literally afraid for our country and the future of this country when you have young people.
I am too.
That they can't put it together.
I mean, what it spells for this country, for conservatives, if Hillary gets in, it's the end of conservatism as we know it. Because Barack Obama has already tried to erode our rights in the last 8 years and have succeeded with some of them. So in the next 4 years, she's going to stretch out, if she wins, if, you know, God forbid, she's going to stretch out those policies, those failed policies of the Obama administration. She's going to change the Supreme Court so it's unrecognizable, and all our rights are going to go down the chute. So I'm telling you, all of you out there that are clinging on your conservative principles and even having the audacity to call yourselves Republicans and saying you're going to vote for Hillary, come to tell me about your conservative principles when we don't have any conservatism left.
Oh, when it will be illegal to practice conservatism, right? Yeah, I mean, think about that. What's his name? He released another group of names of judges today, Trump did, as to who he would appoint or try to appoint. Now, what I love is the Never Trumpers, even though they're not, you know, they're Republicans, they're conservatives, the Never Trumpers will say, well, you don't know, and this is what I love about this, they'll say, you don't know he's going to do that. And they've argued with me over and over on this show, you don't know he's going to do that. And go, but I know what Hillary's going to do. I can sit down right now and write the notes out, write the book today as to what she's going to pull off if she gets in. What did Mr. Trump, what did Mr. Cruz say when he got up? The biggest problem I have is I know what she's going to do. I know the damage she's going to cause.
But in fairness, Joe, you don't know exactly what Hillary's going to do because you don't know who's going to offer the most money. You don't know what countries are going to offer Hillary the most money as president because that will affect what she's willing to do because she's viable. And we cannot have a commander-in-chief that is viable because that puts the nation at risk again.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't even know once she got rolling, I don't know how you'd stop her. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
she's already talking about changing people's freedom of speech, you know, that they can't say things about her husband. If you're going to change free speech, there'll be no free speech at all. We may as well go and live in Baghdad,
She has said several times in some of her speeches about raising children and the moral values of the children and about the village who has to raise them. I don't want her village raising my child.
When you're my children, you've got new voting elections the other day. You know, hugging kids in the street.
I would have ran in the opposite direction. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibb joins us. We'll be back right after the break. More of this tomfoolery going on around us. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. So Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
Ain't have to go 13 floors down to get that low. I'm Joe Massini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, and it better be American-made. Seriously. I know it's almost impossible. I actually had some of you send me emails. Look, if I affect you that much, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get you to think here, okay? So if you can find a way to buy American-made, please, 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 please do it. Look, even if you have to do a little research online before you go buy the item you're buying, we got 94 million Americans out of work. Can we just try to get them back to work by buying some, whether the items are made here and then shipped overseas to be put together, or they're shipped here and they're put together here? We need to start getting people back to work. I really, the numbers that I see, forget the politics for a second. The numbers I see are sinful. They're shameful when you look at the stuff that, I look at the stuff I have around me. Now, if somebody can prove me wrong, I'd love it. I want to know. I really do. I've got Dell equipment all around me. It's not because I'm in love with Dell. Believe me. I like other equipment better than Dell. But Dell has plants here in this country that puts this stuff together. They do a majority of their work in this country. So that's the only reason I buy Dell. And it's that, and Dell, you can send a check to me if you'd like. But anyhow, I just, so do what you can to get some of our American brothers and sisters back to work again. I don't care what it is, what you need to do. Let's try to get them back to work. Xander Gibb joins me as he does on a regular basis, every week, actually. I keep him up late. You know, he's in a different time zone, so I keep him up late. But always a pleasure when Xander joins me. Brings a different energy, if you would, to the conversation. Xander, thanks for being with me. And tell people how they can find you.
You can find everything about me except my age and my weight at xandergibb.com.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. I want to let's welcome Rich from North Carolina and Bill from William, excuse me, from New York City. I remember that. I always loved that commercial.
Wonderful place.
Yeah. Yes. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, listen. It's
William. New York.
New York City and San Francisco, the two places where you could just whip it out and take a whiz right in the middle of the street and not get arrested for it. You know what I'm saying? That's great.
Oh, living swiftly. I mean,
when you got to go, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
Let me just ask a question. Did you know that Hillary has chosen her outfit? I was going to say costume. Her outfit to wear for the debate and her walk of music. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, her outfit is going to be an orange jumpsuit, and her walk-up music is this.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Said, you know what? I was thinking more. Her music should be something like this. The way she walked out, the way she's walked up to a couple of things, being either drunk or whatever, you know. So I don't know. I'm just thinking.
And he see Phil's eyes light up in the front row, wouldn't you?
Oh, and Cuban's going to be in the front row. That ought to be a kick, don't you think?
No, let's talk about Mark Cuban. People were suggesting today that he's paid to tweet for Hillary. I mean, the CRAT that this guy is tweeting. I mean. American, that's what I want to know. Is he Cuban in origin as well as his name?
Yeah, no. Listen, you know, guys like him. He came out of the tech world. He made good. He's got plenty of bucks. You can't fault him there. But a lot of those tech guys, you know, I mean, they are. I grew up in that business. They're full of themselves. You know, they come up with one good thing, and all of a sudden, they're God's gift to technology. And I kind of get that from him. I don't get the warm fuzzies from him. And if you've watched him on Shark Tank, even, what do they call the guy at the end of the row? Mr. Happy? The bald guy, right? Everybody loves
him. I'm watching.
Mr. Wonderful. Okay. So even Mr. Wonderful, who's really cold and hardcore, has got more personality and charm than Cuban has, you know? Those guys who have that kind of, I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to talk that bad about him, but I'm not a fan of his. I'll put it that way. How's that?
We'll go with that.
Yeah, let's go. Because that way it keeps it nice and clean. It still keeps it a family show for the moment, anyhow.
Is that before or after you play the stupid music again?
No, I'm not going to do it. Once a night is fine for me. Hey, here's a story I haven't run by you, and I really haven't checked it out in great detail yet, but there's a report going around that there's a Major League Baseball player that got suspended after criticizing Obama and after criticizing Black Lives Matter. And he was a Seattle Mariners catcher, Steve Clevenger. Shows you how much I'm into sports. I don't know any of these guys.
Yeah, I'm just as bad.
Yeah, it's been suspended for criticizing Black Lives Matter and President Obama. BLM is pathetic once again. Obama, you are a pathetic once again. Everyone involved should be locked behind bars like animals. This is what he goes on to say. You know, and look at what's going on out there in Charlotte and all these places. Where is Mr. Oblamo? I don't understand. You know, this is one of those times where...
Surely, on the golf course.
If he would just come to the podium, he would go up two notches, not that he cares, but he would go up two notches on my scale. If he would just come to the podium and go, look, enough is enough. You're not helping it. Jumping on police cars, kicking in glass, burning down windows, going shopping without a credit card. No, it's not going to work. This does not help your cause.
No.
Nothing.
Interestingly enough, I shared a meme today on Instagram about Dr. Martin Luther King. Didn't riot anywhere. Didn't kill anybody. Didn't blow anybody up. Didn't set fire to any police cars. But he changed the world. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, some people have sent me some quotes of his where he talked about, you know, getting violent at some point in time. His goal, his first thing, the first thing he went for was not violence. He right. never promoted the violent portion of the conversation or of the protests, if you would. So it doesn't.
Absolutely. Interestingly, how I mean, obviously we don't agree with that idea. We don't agree with that ideology. But how different is it from Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, telling his coaches, players, and field staff, "You're all simply paid performers on a stage. That field is my stage. You will stand with your hat in your heart and with respect when our country's national anthem is being played, or you will no longer be a Dallas Cowboy."
Hey, I'm good with that.
I was like, wow.
I'm good with that. So, got Jason Wirt in the Facebook feed. He says Joe Obama did appear on Good Morning America, and he said that the rioters in Charlotte were not doing it the right way, and that they were not helping the cause they want to event. Now I'll give him credit for doing that, but here's kind of where I'm at. Do you remember when he was really getting frustrated with Trump, and he was really getting mad at Trump? Did you see that passion in his eyes, the anger, the passion? It's like, hey, you know, the guys of this, the guys of that, the guys of this, and he's calling Trump out. I want him to do the same thing. That's just my own personal opinion. I want him to do the same thing.
Don't you love the fact that President Obama has the audacity to call Donald Trump inexperienced? I mean, this coming from someone who was a community organizer, you know?
Oh, no kidding. No, seriously, no kidding. You know, I just want to come back to the fact that neither one of us, when we were talking earlier, are condoning what the police did. That's not even close, all right?
Definitely not.
And when we did a little bit of the commentary on the piece that I played, again, I wasn't saying that the cops had a right to do what they did. But when they tell you to stop, in both cases, when you look at the video, they're still moving, right?
And if you do want to call Joe or I to task at that, you can comment on our pages at wedontgiveacrap.com.
I do have, what is it? You can always send me an email to joe@likeicare.com, and that's a real. I really have that email address. I just don't. I throw them all away because I don't care. See, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
So I don't. Did you hear? We've only got a couple of minutes left. But did you hear the crews? Comments about Trump and you know, I know you weren't a big Trump person in the beginning, but
no, I wasn't, and I'm openly, you know, I'm fully open and honest about that. But the thing is that I found out so much about Cruz since the fact that he didn't get the nomination, and I'm really not that impressed. And it's kind of, yes, it's nice that he's done it, but he's only done it to save face. And as for saving him a place on the Trump train, we do need someone to clean the windows, so maybe he should come and do that.
Well, you know, and I don't have a problem with him evolving, right? I mean, coming to grips with what's taking place and stepping up and realizing that again, what I loved about what he had to say was when he says, look, here's the deal. I know what she's going to do. And I know the damage she's going to cause this country. And I don't want that to happen. And I think he's thinking like I did early on and with some others, is he's going to get pressure from people around him how to make it happen. He didn't choose his VP because his VP had no experience in you know, politics. Of course he chose him for that reason. Right? So you've got about 35 seconds. Tell people where they can find you, some closing thoughts, and go for it.
You can find everything about me at zandragibbs.com. You can find out about the show, my book, my album, everything that is going on. But question everything, people. Be a voice, not an echo. If you're taking somebody else's perspective and putting it across as your own, you're just an echo. But don't be an echo. Be a voice. Have a fabulous and safe weekend. And thank you so much for having me again, Joe. It's a pleasure, Mr. Birthday Boy.
Always a pleasure. Please don't let me find you popping out of a cake tomorrow at my birthday party. Please don't let that happen.
You told him, Tammy.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. In the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about Ted Cruz's endorsement, his speech, his words, and they have to mean something to you. You Cruisers, give me a call, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.